Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. No true Bible believer would ever deny the necessity of confession. Our Lord's words about confession are well known. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 10:32-33. Paul's words in the great Roman letter are also well known. If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:9-10. James urged his readers, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James 5:16. As valuable as confession is for all human beings, in some cultic and cult-like groups, it has been used to control and manipulate people. The Roman Catholic Church during the 5th century and later had an organization called Spiritual Directors. The individuals being trained in the Spiritual Director system were encouraged to reveal their innermost thoughts to their superiors. Watchman Nee, one of the favorite theologians of the Charismatic movement, supported a strong role of authorities in the movement. The book, The Discipling Movement, edited by Flavel Yakeley, provides information about the shepherds of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. 5 men, Bob Basham, Ern Baxter, Bob Munford, Derek Prince, and Charles Simpson, formed the Holy Spirit teaching mission. Yakeley's book says the shepherds often forbade marriages, rejected school and vocational plans for their followers, and demanded confession of their secret sins. Pages 130 and 131. The movement folded, but had done enormous damage. Churches of Christ have had to deal with 2 movements that copied the views and the behaviors of the spiritual directors of Roman Catholicism and the shepherds of Fort Lauderdale within the Charismatic movement. Those movements were the Crossroads Movement from Gainesville, Florida, and the Boston Movement. The persons involved in the Crossroads Movement saw the error of their way and apologized for the harm they had done to the cause of Christ. The Boston Movement now calls itself International Churches of Christ. Both movements made special appeal to college-age young people. But some colleges and universities, like Vanderbilt University in Nashville, forbade the Boston Movement from operating on their campuses. Both movements demanded that each person be a member of a prayer partnership. The junior partner had to confess his most intimate thoughts to the senior prayer partner, who became a junior partner in another relationship. The senior prayer partner had to have a partner to whom he or she had to confess his or her sins. I have no intention of questioning the motives of those involved in such movements. I do not know what their motivations are, but I know they have no scriptural authority for their practices. No church, no parachurch group, and no individual has the authority to control the lives of others in the way the Boston Movement and the shepherds of Fort Lauderdale did. All of those movements remind me of a man the Bible calls Diotrephes. Do you remember what the Bible says about him? I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, receives us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he does, talking wicked nonsense against us, and not content therewith, neither does he himself receive the brethren, and forbids them who would, and casts them out of the church. 3 John 9:10. Our allegiance belongs to God Almighty, and not to controllers in various religious organizations. Thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless and keep you.